This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The South Dakota Helpline Center is working to train the public in suicide prevention this month. On October 18th, the Helpline Center is hosting a two-day training program called ASSIST, Applied Suicide Intervention Skills Training. The program is available at the center in Sioux Falls. Sherry Nelson is Helpline's Suicide Prevention Director. She says the more people with prevention training, the better.
It's for anyone who wants to be able to provide suicide first aid. By people attending this training, they would be able to discuss suicide with a person who is at risk. They can help to make a plan in order to help that person, demonstrate the use of intervention skills, and identify resources available to help that person at risk. So it teaches effective intervention skills while helping to build that suicide prevention network within the community.
Nelson says the program includes identification of risk, communication with at-risk individuals, and the incorporation of a safety plan. She says individuals interested in the program can register for the training on the Helpline Center website. The Oglala Sioux Tribe's presidential race will feature two men who oppose oil pipelines. Unofficial results from the tribe's primary election show Julian Bear Runner and Richard Zephyr were top vote-getters among seven candidates. Bear Runner has worked in law enforcement and emergency medical services and also served in the military. He was involved in protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Zephyr has worked in education and in government service at the tribal and federal levels. He says he supports the upcoming fight against the Keystone XL pipeline. The Oglala Sioux Tribe's general election is set for November 6th. In the weather forecast, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, rain or snow possible in West River and in the south, lows in the 20s and the 30s. 6.5 minutes past the hour for SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman.